There are strong feelings about a business that wants to move a slaughterhouse to a neighborhood on Milwaukee's northwest side, and the city's difficult racial divide is a factor as well. Corrine Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, last month, Milwaukee officials said they had successfully attracted this production facility, the slaughterhouse, to the city's northwest side. It's this company, Strauss Brands. Can you tell us a little more about what we know about the planned move?
Yes, Strauss is a longtime company. They've been around for more than 80 years. They've been operating in Franklin, which is a suburb just south of the city. And they're moving into Milwaukee, into the far north side, and into a place called Century City Business Park. This is an area that the city's been trying to revitalize for almost a decade. And the city was very excited about it until, last week, when about 100 people caught wind that this is, in fact, a slaughterhouse and started protesting.
Yeah, there were strong feelings on both sides of the issue at a meeting of the Milwaukee Common Council you reported on this week. Let's talk about both sides. What are people saying in favor of having this project there?
Well, you know, this is an area of the city that really has struggled. There's high unemployment, there's high crime, and they really need the jobs here. So the people in favor are saying, we need this, we need this business, and so please bring it here for us. The people against, they don't like this type of business, and so they just want it to be closer looked at. They're worried about the environmental factors and also the smell.
And Alder Khalif Rainey represents the neighborhood in question, I understand. He had some strong words for people against the project, but he says are silent on other challenges that residents there face.
But when you talk about trauma, you talk about PTSD, these things exist in our community, and I don't hear from y'all when it's going on a daily basis. This is what I call selective indignation.
Yeah, Alderman Rainey was very upset. You know, the people who attended the meeting, they were mostly white, and the people who live in the neighborhood are mostly black, and Alderman Rainey pointed that out. He also said that people don't come to his neighborhood. People don't protest when people are killed in this neighborhood. People are hurt. People are unemployed and nobody cares. So he raised those points. And, you know, he even said, what about Black Lives Matter? He took issue with people being upset about the animals. And he was very passionate while he spoke.
Right. From some of the signs I've seen in pictures, it appears that one of the concerns of opponents of the plant is that this is a slaughterhouse, that animals will be killed at this. Was that part of the concern here?
It was part of the concern. You know, at the meeting, it seemed to be a majority of the concern. After the meeting and talking to some of the protesters, they said that they were concerned about the conditions of the workers. Of course, though, they were citing other slaughterhouses. They talked about the Tyson plant, which is not in Wisconsin. And I don't think that the protesters really knew much about Strauss Brands. And since this meeting, I went to another meeting yesterday, and it was explained a little bit more about what this plant is going to be. They're going to be building a new state-of-the-art plant. It's going to have different things to kind of control the smell. They're not going to be keeping the animals there. All the animals brought in every day will be killed there. And they're going to have the plant open 16 hours a day. 8 hours will be for killing the animals, and then the other 8 hours will be for cleaning the plant. So the company and the city has promised that this will be a clean plant and it will be good for the neighborhood.
What happens now?
Well, what happens now is it goes back to the city's zoning committee. That's what the council decided to do. And then the zoning committee will look at it again, and then it'll go back to the full council.
Corey, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much.
That was Corrine Hess, WPR reporter based in Milwaukee, giving us the context on a proposed slaughterhouse that would be located in a predominantly black neighborhood on the city's northwest side. Now, elderly people in communities across the country have been able to get hot, prepared meals delivered to them through programs like Meals on Wheels. WPR reporter Shemaine Mills is with us now to share information about a program in the Madison area that's a twist on that concept. Shemaine, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, people have heard of Meals on Wheels, probably delivering prepared meals to people. This is different, though. How does this work?
Exactly. First of all, it's not hot food coming to your door. It's groceries coming to your door, so it's not prepared. The elderly would have to prepare it. But the idea is to get a variety of foods and also get some interaction with people who may be isolated.
Who is eligible for this?
Well, it's only people in Madison and Monona who are low income. So it's 150% of poverty, about $18,800, and you have to be over 60.
And this is something, as you said, it's not prepared food. So this is obviously people who are still capable and have what they need to cook for themselves.
Exactly. I mean, it's an additional effort where they don't need as much reliance on the resources of, say, Meals on Wheels, where everything is ready to go. This is more a matter of people not being able to get out of their home. It's not that they can't do stuff when they're in their home. It's just a matter of either transportation or the weight of getting the groceries from the car into the house.
You mentioned a social aspect of this. So this isn't just groceries dropped at the door and that's it.
Right, right. There is some definite interaction where people, volunteers, are taking the time to chat with these people. I'm told this may be their only visitor, you know, for that week. So it's important. There's the social aspect and the nutritious aspect. So people are getting food they need to improve their physical health as well as their mental health.
And as you mentioned, this is starting on kind of a small local scale. Is there a hope that as they iron out the wrinkles, they can expand this to serve more people who could use this service?
Right. Now they have a hope of serving 60 households in 1 year. They want to increase that fivefold within 5 years. But that all depends on donations and volunteers. Right now, it's rather vague because they don't know how many donations they're going to get. They're going to start with $50,000, see where that goes.
Chimane, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
WPR reporter Chimane Mills is based in Madison and is with us to explain a new program that provides delivery of free groceries to eligible senior citizens in Madison and Monona. Finally, we've been following a story about the Eagle Tower at Peninsula State Park, a popular Door County landmark. Miles Danhausen is content editor for the Door County Pulse and is back with an update. Miles, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, remind us why the Eagle Tower was deconstructed back in 2016.
All right. So if we go back to 2015, there was an inspection of the tower, kind of a routine maintenance inspection that found significant decay in many of the timbers supporting the tower. And it was immediately shut down. And then they finally started deconstructing in 2016, taking it down because it was unsafe for it couldn't carry the load of the many thousands of people who go up and down that tower every summer. And the DNR just decided there was no way to repair it in place.
We had you on a couple months back to talk about the tower. The fundraising at that point was still well below what they needed. New developments now, what happened?
Yeah, so they started with an estimate of about $750,000 to repair the tower. And the Friends of Peninsula State Park immediately went out and raised about $750,000 in that first year. But then when they got to the more complex aspects of bidding this tower out, they found out that it was going to cost significantly more. First estimates were saying $1.5 to $2 million. When they finally got the bids in this year with the rising construction costs, they came in closer to $4 million. So there was a great fear that they weren't going to be able to do anything. And they went to a new set of bids. In August, those came back using different materials, brought the price down to closer to $3 million, but still well over the money that was allocated. What just happened now is the State Building Commission had another project in another part of the state come in well under budget, and they were able to free up $1.4 million additional dollars to go to the Eagle Tower project, bringing the total money between the private and state funds to $3.4 million to reconstruct the tower.
Paint us a picture of the plans for the new tower.
All right. So those familiar with the tower will remember a 75-foot structure with the ramp kind of winding its way up the middle of the tower. The new tower is a little bit shorter. It'll be about 60 feet tall and will be accessed not through a ramp necessarily going straight up the middle of the tower, but a winding ramp that goes through the canopy of trees. Roughly, I believe if I have this number right, 850-foot-long ramp that will be handicap accessible. So folks in wheelchairs or who just can't make that stair climb can now walk up this ramp and access the top of the tower and take advantage of those views on Eagle Bluff.
And this is a pretty popular landmark, right? People miss this thing since it's been gone.
Yeah, I mean, there was as soon as they announced that it was closed, there was a public outcry. There was efforts by the state assemblyman and state senator to try and save it and save it in place and really investigate whether or not it really needed to come down. You know, locals miss it. Visitors miss it. Myself, I have a picture with myself over the years, and I found a picture the other day of my father out there 45 years ago. So a lot of people, it's part of their tradition of coming to Door County. You go to the tower, you get a view, you get a picture up there. So those traditions will continue hopefully sometime in 2020.
Miles, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
Miles Danhausen is content editor for the Door County Pulse. He gave us an update on the reconstruction of Eagle Tower and Peninsula State Park in Door County. He rounds out our weekly look at news from around Wisconsin.